More than two centuries ago, silversmith Paul Revere helped found an organization to boost skilled craftsmen. That organization, the Massachusetts Charitable Mechanic Association, still exists today. In all the time it's been around, though, the group never welcomed a woman into its ranks until now. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Standing at the lathe in the wood shop she shares with her dad, Christina Fuller presses a chisel against a spinning stick of teak. She's shaping a spoke to just the right dimensions to be used in the steering wheel of a boat.
And this particular spoke is known as the King Spoke, which is our family signature. It has these three turnings on it, and that traditionally would signify neutral on the boat.
Fuller fine-tunes the spoke with a hand rasp after finishing with the lathe. Based in Carver, the Fuller's business is called South Shore Boat Works. They specialize in nautical steering wheels and also offer classes in boat building. Fuller is 26, and she doesn't remember a time when she wasn't in the shop.
From when I was a small child, I would come into the shop and just glue two pieces of wood together or just help my dad with something real quick, hammer something, screw something. You know, it's just been my whole life doing this.
Fuller descends from a line of pattern makers, a nearly extinct woodworking trade that involves making molds for metal casting.
Is it this one?
That one's already been fit.
Christina's dad, Bob Fuller, still does pattern making. He says the family wheel making tradition started in the 1960s.
And I learned from my father and grandfather and really haven't deviated much from how they built wheels.
He says they're the last remaining shop in the U.S. making hand-built boat wheels. That's because digital technology has taken over much of the woodworking industry, with parts designed on computers and produced on automated machines. Fuller says the same is true for sailing.
With electronics, you can basically program a computer screen and walk away and the boat's going to go where it wants to go. But that's not the sensation or the feel of actually steering your boat.
Fuller couldn't be prouder that his daughter is carrying on the family tradition. But Christina is also pioneering new territory. She's the first woman inducted into an organization founded by the guy who went down in history for shouting, "The Redcoats are coming."
When you list Paul Revere as our founder, you have to kind of pick up your ears a little bit and say, wow, we are the oldest continuous charitable organization in the country.
Chuck Sulkala is president of Mass Charitable Mechanic Association. He says the group was formed by master craftsmen to deal with the problem of runaway apprentices who would jump ship before fulfilling the terms of their contracts. But the mission soon became about helping the families of artisans, and these days it's about funding nonprofits that promote the trades. Sulkala says the association wasn't closed to female members. It just took 230 years to get here.
Our members are invited by other members. And you need to have, as I said before, two members who will nominate, recommend somebody. And so it just never happened. And, you know, we really need to look at this.
Now Sulkala says it's a big deal to have the first woman join Mass Charitable Mechanics.
It's like, wow, this is new lifeblood.
One group the association supports is the North Bennett Street School in Boston's North End. It's the oldest trade school in the country, and it was founded by a woman. But the school's current president, Sarah Turner, says male students still outnumber females by roughly 2-1.
As you know, we sit right down the street from Paul Revere House, so I'm very sympathetic to, like, long legacies, really, you have to put your back into it and start to change them and open them up.
Turner says having people like Christina Fuller keeping old trades alive, that will inspire more women to take up similar careers working with their hands. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.